"Am I a cannonball, Stubb," said Ahab, "that thou wouldst wad me that fashion? But go thy ways, I had forgot. Below to thy nightly grave, where such as ye sleep between shrouds, to use ye to filling one at last. Down, dog, and kennel!"
Starting at the unforeseen concluding exclamation of the so suddenly scornful old man, Stubb was speechless for a moment, and then said excitedly,
"I am not used to be spoken to that way, sir. I do but less than half like it, sir."
"Avast!" gritted Ahab between his set teeth, and violently moving away as if to avoid some passionate temptation.
"No, sir, not yet," said Stubb, emboldened. "I will not tamely be called a dog, sir."
"And be called 10 times a donkey, and a mule, and an ass, and be gone, or I'll clear the world of thee."
As he said this, Ahab advanced upon him with such overbearing terrors in his aspect that Stubb involuntarily retreated.
"I was never served so before without giving a hard blow for it," muttered Stubb, as he found himself descending the cabin scuttle. "It's very queer. Stop, Stubb. Somehow, now, I don't well know whether to go back and strike him, or what's that? Down here on my knees and pray for him?